Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a hit single by an artist whose first success in the music business was winning a typewriter, a stack of records, and an electric guitar from his favorite radio station as a teen. For our little slice of heaven at number 7, we will listen to the Ohio-born swing and blues band leader who reached the R&B top 10 5 times but never lived to see a composition of his become an arena rock anthem in the 70s. Then, we will examine a recording that hit number 4 in England but didn't even make the top 40 in the United States. It was released by an artist that had to have driven some record executives crazy by giving the same title to 3 separate albums in a row. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will present the very first TV theme song to hit number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. And it is not the theme from I Love Lucy, Batman, The Monkees, or The Partridge Family. But first, just as we do every week, we start with a record that at some point was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then were extinguished. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we begin with a single by a group led by Chaim Witz and Stanley Burt Eisen, whose first performance took place before an audience of 3 people at a venue called the Popcorn Club in Queens. The band's 2 leaders found their drummer by answering an ad placed by George Criscuola in Rolling Stone magazine. Their lineup was complete when a flashy lead guitarist showed up for his audition wearing 1 red sneaker and 1 orange sneaker. That was the hard rock act consisting of Chaim Witz, Stanley Eisen, George Criscuola, and Paul Fraley, better known by their stage names of Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, Peter Criss, and Ace Fraley, and collectively as Kiss. With Shout It Out Loud, Kiss spent 1 week at number 40 on its way up and another week at number 40 on its way back down the record world charts. While the single peaked at number 31 in the U.S. on the Billboard chart, it went all the way to number 1 in Canada.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Number 20.
At number 20, we have an album track by a Colorado-based group formed in 1986 when guitarist Todd Moore transferred from Colorado State University to the University of Colorado in order to join his friends Brian Nevin on drums and Rob Squires on bass. Those three soon built up a huge following out west, touring over 400,000 miles in their van, which they called the Colonel. A few years later, their first major label album, Sister Sweetly, went platinum and produced two modern rock hits, Bittersweet and Broken-Hearted Savior. After a critically acclaimed appearance at the Horde Festival was released as a live album, the band became a touring phenomenon, all the while maintaining underground credibility with modern rock radio. In one single week, back in my own music days, disc jockeys I visited in Lexington, Kentucky, Joliet, Illinois, and Kansas City, Missouri, each raved to me about the then-current Big Head Todd album, Riviera. Oddly, their respective stations were all spinning different individual tracks from that album. The jock from Kansas City, Steve Stevens, was giving spins to Juliana, which was my favorite selection from that album, and a track that, had it been released and properly promoted as a single, would have reached number 20. Was a bona fide top 20 hit on KLRQ 96.1 in Kansas City. That was Big Head Todd and the Monsters with Juliana.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and you're listening to Alt Universe Top 40. Now we are up to a single that really did hit the number 11 position on its way up to a peak of number 8 in the United States. According to airplay reports, three of the American radio stations that gave this record some very important early support were WEZB in New Orleans, KOFM Oklahoma City, and WBBQ Augusta, Georgia. Thanks to radio support, this release maintained a chart life of 43 weeks, which at the time was a record number of consecutive weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles Chart. Even with that record-setting run in America, the record was a bigger success elsewhere, having reached number one in Australia, Belgium, Canada, South Africa, West Germany, and the UK. Here is the British duo of Mark Almond and David Bell, collectively known as Soft Cell.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love.
That was Soft Cell with Tainted Love, a song originally recorded by Gloria Jones, a vocalist who, as a teen, was in a gospel group with Billy Preston and later joined the glam rock act T-Rex. At number 10, we have a song that stalled on the Billboard Hot 100 at number 72. However, it was played on enough FM stations that it became a Record World Album Airplay Flashmaker of the Week back in 1980. Thanks to support it received from WNEW-FM in New York, WBCN in Boston, and WXRT in Chicago, this particular track is not remembered as a flop single that stalled at number 72. Instead, it is remembered as a key component of the Babies album Union Jacks, reviewed this way in Cashbox. Quote, "The compositions are driven by Ricky Phillips' pounding bass, Jonathan Cain's synthesizer embellishments, and the commanding vocals of John Waite. The Babies have a finger firmly on the pulse of today's FM sound, and the top tracks are The Title Cut, Back on My Feet Again, and Midnight Rendezvous." Close quote. the song Midnight Rendezvous, which we believe should have been a universal top 10. Those were the Babies, who selected their name as a joke, and it happened to catch on.
Number nine.
Now we are up to a song that really did reach number nine, sort of. And it is by a Baltimore native that received his first big break in music at age 17 when his mother submitted his demo tape to a contest at his favorite top 40 station in the Baltimore area. Well, he won the contest, and his prizes were a stack of records, a typewriter, and a Vox electric guitar. And he put that electric guitar to good use. A few years later, in the summer of 1981, this contest winner was sitting at number 15 nationally with a single that reached number 9 on the KGB San Diego Airplay chart behind Steve Winwood and ahead of Kim Carnes. At the same time, his was third in added airplay action at WMJQ in Rochester, New York, and seventh in added airplay action at WQBK in Albany, New York. Having covered both coasts so successfully, we will certainly convert a number 9 airplay report into a number 9 national peak for the Greg Kinn Band and his first national hit single, The Breakup Song. Coming in at number 9 on Alt Universe Top 40, that was the Greg Kinn Band with The Breakup Song.
Alt Universe Top 40!
Modern and great should have reached number 8.
Now we're up to a song that's modern and great and should have reached number 8. The band Binge is an indie band based in Hoboken, New Jersey. They've had songs placed on popular television shows such as Dawson's Creek, Felicity, and Party of Five. Well, this five-man band turned their attention to a tennis phenomenon known as Anna Kournikova.
Anna Kournikova with the legs so long. Please don't hate me when
with a song that's modern and great and should have reached number 8. That's Binge with Anna Kournikova.
Alt-Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. And it's a top 5 R&B hit from 1950 by an Ohio-born American jazz band and rhythm and blues band leader, composer, pianist, and drummer. Myron Carlton Bradshaw, more commonly known as Tiny Bradshaw, was born in Youngstown, Ohio on September 23, 1907. After his high school graduation, Tiny attended Wilberforce University, where he received his degree in psychology. But while still in Ohio, he began singing and playing drums with a professional music act, Horace Henderson's Collegians. Later, he moved to New York City as a drummer for the Savoy Bearcats, and then later as a singer for Louis Russell. He then formed his own swing orchestra, which first recorded for Decca Records before switching to Manor Records. By this time, Tiny's music was closer to rhythm and blues than it was swing or jazz, and this led to a new recording deal with Cincinnati-based King Records. Between 1949 and 1955, Tiny had 5 chart hits on the Billboard R&B chart. However, in 1954, Tiny suffered a stroke, which left him partially paralyzed. He was able to resume touring in 1958 and even took part in recording sessions later that year. However, a second stroke was more serious, and Tiny was unable to recover from it. Sadly, he passed away in Cincinnati at age 51. Our little slice of heaven today is the song I'm Going to Have Myself a Ball from 1950, which was the second of his 5 top 10 R&B hits on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart. This record clearly shows that there was a close relationship between swing and rhythm and blues when it was Tiny Bradshaw that was responsible for the recording. Here is the late, great Tiny Bradshaw.
Well, for years and years, they say that money has been the root of all evil to a lot of men. But if you ask me to have my pick, I'll take the money, you can have the chick. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna have myself a ball. Gonna have myself a ball. I sure don't know when you got to go. Every day a holiday. When you kick the bucket, it's just too bad. Life's too short, don't make it sad. Let's have ourselves a ball. Let's have ourselves a ball. Let's have ourselves a ball. I sure don't know when you got to go. You can always do, you can have yourself a ball. Yes, you can have yourself a ball. You can have yourself a ball. But you sure don't know when you got to go. Let's have a ball. Have a ball. Let's have a ball. But you sure don't know when you got to go. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. But you sure don't know when you got to go. Now money is short, time is long. If you had a ball, you can't go wrong. Had plenty of money when I started out, but the chicks beat me down, now I'm down and out. So I'm gonna have a ball. I'm gonna have myself a ball. I'm gonna have a ball. But I sure don't know when I got to go. I'll have a ball. I'll have a ball. Yes, I'll have a ball. But I don't know when I got to go. I'm gonna give you some good advice. Take this jive and take it twice. Take a little bit of that harder pay, but put some away for a rainy day. And have yourself a ball. And have yourself a ball. Go on and have yourself a ball. Cause you sure don't know when you got to go. If you have a ball, let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. Cause you sure don't know when you got to go.
With our little slice of heaven at number 7, that was I'm Going to Have Myself a Ball from 1950 by the late, great Tiny Bradshaw. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Dino from Italy heard our 6070 broadcast on his Texon PL600 with custom wire. He sent us a short video of his radio receiving our show and reported 35553 for the duration of the broadcast. Thank you so much, Dino, for your report and your video. We will follow up shortly on your request. Enoch from Florida sent us a message on Mixcloud. He says, "What's up and how are things?" Well, Enoch, we appreciate your getting in touch with us on Mixcloud, and we will happily report to you that things are going quite well for us at the moment. Thanks for getting in touch. Jessica from the United States sends us greetings in an email. We don't know which show of ours she has heard, but she is very polite and wishes us good cheer. Jessica, we send our greetings to you and wish you well. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, and reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
For those interested in ham amateur pirate radio loggings and more, check out Ralph Bender's YouTube shortwave radio channel. Go to youtube.com/Ralph Bender. I'll repeat, that is youtube.com/Ralph Bender. Thanks for your attention.
Alt Universe Top 40 Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album chart. And today's act has certainly done that. In addition to featuring a performance by an FM heavy album act, our bonus hit at number 6 happens to have been co-written by the songwriter and bandleader that we just heard for our little slice of heaven at number 7, Tiny Bradshaw. We just mentioned that Tiny Bradshaw had 5 top 10 R&B hits. Over time, though, his best-known song has become Train Kept a Rollin' from 1951. It never charted in its original version by Tiny Bradshaw. However, in 1956, Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio covered the song. It was this version that was heard by the Yardbirds, who then recorded their own version in 1965. That brings us to our act at number 6, Aerosmith. In 1974, Aerosmith covered the song for their album Get Your Wings because the Yardbirds were a favorite of each of the 5 members. with our bonus hit at number 6. That was the Tiny Bradshaw song as interpreted by Aerosmith, Train Kept a Rollin'. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a selection that was included on an album released on Geffen Records back in 1988. The artist who recorded it was the late John Kilzer, a multi-talented musician and athlete who actually played basketball for the University of Memphis. Part of the perks of playing for that D1 school were the courtesy tickets given to the players by the athletic department. As we mentioned a number of months back when we played a different John Kilzer song, John traded his free tickets to Teenie Hodges for guitar lessons. In case you were not aware, Teenie Hodges just happened to be the world-class soul guitarist in the high rhythm section who recorded numerous sessions for Al Green, Willie Mitchell, and Ann Peebles. Once John had mastered the guitar, he was ready to combine music with the prose and poetry he had been accumulating over time. He turned those creations into songs. Memphis heavyweights Keith Sykes and John Hampton decided to produce some recordings on him, and Geffen Records signed him. When John's first album, Memory in the Making, was released, the Billboard review for it stated, quote, Kilzer pens and sings somber ballads and streetwise rockers that exhibit some refreshing lyrical turns of phrase. The debut album is given a big boost by striking playing of guitarist Jack Holder. Close quote.
She got Stalin on the wall, Beatles in a box, flags in the hall, Leon and a locket. Stalin on the wall, Beatles in a box, flags in the hall, Leon.
Debut album that Billboard magazine loved, that was John Kilzer with a little help from the ever-present Jack Holder and Red Blue Jeans.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4. This song really peaked at number 4 in England, but stalled in the United States at number 48 on the Billboard charts and number 60 in Cashbox. It is possible that record buyers were confused by the strange decision by the artist to name a third consecutive album after himself. That artist was Peter Gabriel. Inexplicably, he titled three consecutive albums Peter Gabriel. In order to differentiate those albums, fans refer to each with a subtitle now. The album containing this track became known as Melt, since the cover art is a photo of Peter with his face appearing to melt. Here is Peter Gabriel with a little help from Kate Bush and Games Without Frontiers.
Tears, games without frontiers, war without tears. Except for Lin Tai Yu, dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
The song that really hit number 4 in England and should have hit number 4 in the United States, that was Peter Gabriel and Games Without Frontiers.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Hey cool music fans, this is Matt Collier from The Trend, and you're listening to my favorite thing on shortwave, Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown, and this time we're talking about downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have already mentioned this respected rocker that's got our number three for the day. You will recall Tom Petty's label mate at Shelter Records that helped rescue a riff from a fade-out and put it front and center on Petty's first hit, Breakdown. That same musician appeared in Lindsey Buckingham's video for the song Trouble, along with the other members of the Fantasy Band. Now, here he is on his own, Tulsa native Dwight Twilley. From his 1984 LP Jungle, here is a song that should have gone straight up to number three, but it actually missed the top 40. It's called Don't You Love Her. Here is Dwight Twilley. Was Dwight Twilley with his three from way downtown, Don't You Love Her.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means we are going to play a song that we believe should have reached number one. And this song, which reached number 14 on the Billboard charts and the Cashbox charts, sounds like a number one song. It was released along with this group's second album on the heels of their very successful first album. The success of that first album, though, was never truly reflected on the charts, as various radio stations around the country caught on to this catchy new wave band one at a time, each in their own time. Their label, Elektra Records, noticed that their first album, titled simply The Cars, was continuing to generate airplay, and they wanted to delay the release of this single and the second album. But the band was ready to get the new record released. According to Rick Ocasek, quote, "At first, Elektra wanted to hold it back some, but we told them there was no way, because if they were going to hold that back, they were going to hold us back, and we can't just sit around and be held back," close quote. The band proved to be correct, with the new album Candy O shooting right up to number three, while their first album from the previous year continued to generate momentum in various spots. With bassist Benjamin Orr singing lead, here are The Cars with a song that is far too well known to have only peaked at number 14. Let's go.
To have you away,
Song at number two, which should have reached number one. Those were the Cars and Let's Go.
Number one.
Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. And it is the recording that holds the distinction of being the very first television theme song to hit number one. Over the years, there have been numerous television theme songs that have become and remain incredibly well known. Themes from shows such as Route 66, I Love Lucy, Gilligan's Island, I Dream of Jeannie, The Monkees, Batman, and The Partridge Family. Those are some of the best known TV themes. However, none of those theme songs reached number one on the Billboard, Cashbox, or Record World charts. In 1974, Philadelphia-based producers Gamble and Huff used their studio musicians from Sigma Sound to record under the name MFSB, which stood for Mother, Father, Sister, Brother. One of the tracks they recorded was called TSOP, which stood for The Sound of Philadelphia. While it was an instrumental for a large portion of the song, there are vocals at the end, so Gamble and Huff drafted the 3 Degrees to sing the all-important background vocals at the end of the song. So what television show benefited from all of this work? It was the long-running late-night music show established and hosted by Don Cornelius, Soul Train. the very first television theme song to hit number one. That was MFSB with TSOP. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to John at altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. And we are now on Twitter. Please find Alt Universe Top 40 on Twitter and follow us. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.